For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Tuesday, the 11th of June. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. You know Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine and Ellie Anajar. They're so excited about the Panthers. You know this already, but they also want to help you if you get involved in any kind of an accident and you're dealing with a personal injury. First, you call 911. Then you call Anajar and Levine. Let them get you the compensation you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. And, of course, Stanley Cup Finals, NBA Finals, Bet Online, your number one source for all of your action right now. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are going on. And then, when the game is over, you go to the BetOnline online casino, play some blackjack, play some poker, over 150 slot games to choose from. Head to the BetOnline website today, get in on the action. Remember, use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Are the Panthers doing it? Are they doing it? They protect home ice up 2-1 in the Stanley Cup Finals. A Panther team that right now, this postseason, has lost a total of 5 games. In order for them to not win the Stanley Cup, they would have to lose 4 out of their next 5 games. Your Florida Panthers, your favorite little hockey team, the greatest hockey team in the land, are 2 wins away from winning the Stanley Cup. I mean, that is an insane thing to say. If you've been a Panther fan from day number one, like your boy, like myself, to say that the Panthers are up 2-0 and are just 2 games away from winning the Stanley Cup is one of the most batshit things that have ever come out of these great lips. I mean, look at this, put him here. Have you ever seen anything so crazy come out of this mouth that the Panthers are two wins away from the Stanley Cup? Well, that's where we see ourselves right now. What a night last night. Oh my goodness, we're so excited, obviously. Me and my older son was out, he was watching with friends. So it was me and my younger son. We're dialed, we're in the Zaslow Mansion, Sirius Room. Got a great show planned today, by the way. We'll replay the goals for you. It's Tuesday, that means we got Twitter Jam, alright? So, we'll get to some Twitter Jam. Also, our pal, Ed Jovanovsky, former Panther captain, Panther great, Jovo Cop, is going to join us on this show. You know he's itching to get some thoughts and opinions out there because it don't work. Like, Bally Sports, they don't have the coverage after the first round. So we'll get Jovo on the show. You're going to want to hear from him. I want to hear from him. I'm excited to talk to our pal, Ed Jovanovsky. So we'll get him on. Unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. Two more games to win, which are going to be the hardest games the Panthers have ever won. So we're still a ways away here. I'm not going to sit here talking about sweep or anything like that. Not a chance. I'm focused on winning game three. Game three is going to be so hard. I'm going to sit here talking about a sweep. That's so stupid. I'm worried about winning game three. But remember what I told you. Going into last night's game, I really felt last night, so like game one, you kind of throw out the window. I didn't think the Panthers did not play well game one, and they still won, so that's great. But I really felt going into last night, we're going to really find out the way the rest of this series is going to look. Because if the Panthers play the way they did in game one, in game two, they're going to lose that game, and then I'm going to be concerned moving forward. But if the Panthers play Panther hockey and they win last night, okay, we're going to feel phenomenal, and I'm going to feel that, all right, we're in control of this series. And that's exactly where we sit right now. The Panthers up 2-0. They are in control of the series and a chance to take a stranglehold of this series game three. Now, there's an extra day because of travel, which, because of the Barkov situation, turns out to be a good thing that there's an extra day. I feel like if they were flying today, Barkov may not make that trip. So, extra day. We got to wait till Thursday. Obviously, we can talk about Draisaitl, the hit on Barkov. More importantly, we'll talk to Ed Jovanovsky about the hit by Draisaitl on Barkov. We got to get I'm just a dopey fan, all right? We got to get a player, a former player on, and get his opinion. So, I'm thrilled that Jovo's going to join us here this morning. But before we get to all the serious stuff, let's get right out of here. Let's get to some goal calls. All right. So we're 1-0 after one period, which soft goal. Soft goal by Bobrovsky. Really, it was the only poor play of the game where, and they did a good job on ESPN TV showing us the replay where Ekblad overcommits when there was no reason to. And then all of a sudden, you got Draisaitl and Ekholm, is that his name? Edholm. And a soft goal given up by Bobrovsky right between the legs. Terrible job. Like, that's the goal that Bob gives up? He's been amazing. So we're down 1-0. It shushes the crowd. And for the most part, I thought we played well in the first period. Oilers really controlled the last few minutes, but I thought we played well in the first period. So it's a bummer we're down 1-0. Then you get to the second period. Okay, a little bit more of the same. I like the way we look. I like the way that we're coming out. And then finally, after a wacky play in their own zone where Nico Mikkola almost scores on Bobrovsky, if Bob, and Nico mentioned this after the period, if Bob wasn't, like Nico said, Bob was awake. If he was asleep there because his guys got the puck, that's a goal. And we're down 2-0 and we're probably losing the game. But instead, Bob makes the save on Mikkola. And then Nico makes up for it right quick.
It's almost an own goal. Mikkola put it right on Bobrovsky. Here's Lundell. Drops it off. They score! Nico Mikkola!
Oh, man, I was so fired up. And the building woke up. The building's going crazy. Just a blast by Mikkola. Ties the game at 1. We're jumping around in the Zaslow Mansion Sirius room. And I think I watched the rest of the game standing up after that. So fired up. Like, now we're cooking with gas. And so later on in the, we get through the second period now. It's 1-1. So what happens now? And we talked about this with Billy Lindsay, right? The other day, where why are the Panthers such a great third period team? And I'll ask Jovo this as well. Why are the Panthers such a great third period team? And Billy Lindsay goes back to training camp, and he told us, and I didn't know this, just how hard training camp was, the drills, and how Paul Maurice told them, you're going to hate this, but this is for your own good, and the team embraced it, and now, look at them, they are a third period team. Even in game one, which they did not play well, it was Panther hockey in the third period. And then, okay, now we feel all right. So we get to the third period here. And I'm saying to myself, and I say to my son, all right, it's 1-1. Can we outplay them for 20 minutes? Third period, that's our period. Can we just, if we can go into the third period even, you feel really good about your favorite little hockey team. And what happens? We pour that shit on in the third period like you know it. So Evan Rodriguez on a terrible giveaway by Evan Bouchard. And this was before Ekblad choked his ass out. A terrible giveaway by Evan Bouchard leads right to the Panthers taking the lead.
Rodriguez now tried to center. That was blocked by Brown. It comes back to Rodriguez. And he scores! Evan Rodriguez makes it 2-1 Florida.
A laser beam by Rodriguez, stick side, his second goal of the series. He had a goal in game one, now a goal in game two. That's what we're talking about. The building is on fire now, and just minutes later, that's right, Evan Rodriguez, have yourself a series.
And now Lundell survives a check from Bouchard, they score! Evan Rodriguez again! A power play goal!
We go up 3-1. We got that breathing room. And what winds up happening, the Oilers, Chris Knobloch, pulls Stuart Skinner with like 6 minutes left. It took a few minutes here and there. You got a couple penalties. Then we're 4-on-3. They pull the goalie for the extra skip. It's 5-on-3. The Panthers PK is doing a masterful job. Eventually, we get guys back on the ice. I think it was Ekman Larson. And they still have the extra skater. And so this is now with about, what are we talking, like two and a half minutes left. And Aaron Ekblad, Ekblad had a critical mistake early in the game. But overall, I thought Ekblad had a great game. I thought, it's hard to say that when his error, although Bobrovsky's got to save that, his error led to the goal on the other end of the ice. I thought Ekblad had a fantastic game last night. And here he ices it for your favorite little hockey team.
Love it. Bennett got tied up. That scores from center ice. Aaron Ekblad, an empty net goal that will give Florida a 3-goal lead.
What a night. What a night. Kick the shit out of them in that third period. We've outscored the Oilers, an incredible offensive team. 7-1 in these first two games. The one that they got, such a soft goal. 7-1, and your Florida Panthers are up 2-0. Are they doing it? Are they doing it? Up 2-0. Man, shit became so intense after that goal from Mikkola. I was like, now we're cooking with gas, everybody. Oh my God, and Evan Rodriguez, 2 goals for him, 3 goals in the first two games. Now, if we're keeping track of Conn Smythe here through these first two games, remember, Conn Smythe is not for the series. Like, if that's the case, like, Evan Rodriguez, he's got to be the guy right now. No, Conn Smythe is for the entire postseason. So right now, if you're keeping track of Conn Smythe, Sergei Bobrovsky's the guy through two games. He's obviously the guy. Now, one goal Edmonton has scored in this series through two games off a bad decision by Ekblad, soft goal allowed from Bobrovsky. The Oilers, especially in the third period once the Panthers took the lead, look very frustrated, looking like a team that doesn't have answers. And here's so the Panthers, they won when they didn't play well. They scored on that vaunted Edmonton PK. They have kept McDavid and Draisaitl in check. And the Panthers blew great opportunities last night on the power play. First, the major, and which Loiserini ended up being okay. They blew that there by taking a penalty in the middle of it. And then later on, they blew another power play where they took a penalty. So, great opportunities that they gave away, and they still won the game. If you're an Oilers fan, you're very concerned. For me, you're very concerned if you're an Oilers fan because you're down 0-2 against a team that looks like the best team. They look like the best team in hockey, and they've dominated their way through this postseason so far. If you're an Oilers fan, you're very concerned. For me, I think there's a lot of series left. Winning two more games is going to be so hard. I'm not thinking about any kind of sweep. I'm thinking about how hard winning game three is going to be. That's where I'm at. Super excited. I'm glad we got a couple days to kind of soak this in. Especially glad for Barkov's sake. But I'm thinking about how hard winning game three is going to be. That's where my mind is at right now. I'll tell you where my mind is also at. I'm always trying to get the best deals on a new car. I want to send them to you guys. I want you guys to go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. That's right. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, right, the only car dealership I endorse here on Zaslow Show 2.0. And there's a reason. Because at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, by the way, so easy to find them. Brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. It's that beautiful building. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. Whatever you're looking for, you want a relaxed indoor car shopping experience, or you just want to have your current vehicle serviced, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they service all makes and models. So whatever car you currently drive, you can go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru and know that you're getting service with confidence. And right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, take advantage of the summer sales event. That's right. How about leasing a 2024 Subaru Crosstrek for just $219 a month for 36 months, $54.95 due at signing with approved credit? Go to NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com. Search the entire inventory. See all the deals going on right now with the summer sales event. Don't miss the summer sales event all month long at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. All right, so let's get to the juicy part now, right? And that's Barkov, Leon Draisaitl. Most importantly, we're going to ask Jovo about it coming up in a few minutes here. But if, first of all, like my buddy texted me, oh, I got to know about Barkov. You don't think about Barkov. And I told him, the NHL is so secretive when it comes to injuries. You don't have to say anything. You just have to say upper body injury, lower body injury. You don't do any kind of updates. I mean, it's weird the way they do it. I don't think we're going to know about Barkov. Number one, it's good that they're not traveling today. They're not traveling, by the way. Remember, Greg Wyshynski from ESPN told us yesterday, it's annoying that Edmonton was traveling back probably after the game last night or earlier today, but the Panthers are not traveling until tomorrow. So, if they were traveling today, I feel like Barkov may not be able to travel. So, it's a good thing that they're not traveling until tomorrow. But I feel like if Barkov's on the flight, please God, let him be on the flight. I feel like we're not going to have any idea until skate on Thursday morning, and then I'm sure he'll still be a game time decision, and we won't know until Thursday night. That's how the NHL operates. So if Barkov can't go, Draisaitl definitely should be suspended. Oh, but they got to come up with a ruling on Draisaitl before we know Thursday night, right? Well, what I'm saying is, like, if we find out today, oh, he's got a broken jaw. Although you could play through that. We've seen it before. Play with the cage. Or if he has a concussion and he's definitely out, Draisaitl has to be suspended. Now, best case scenario is Barkov did not finish the game yesterday because with head contact, you have to come out and you have to go through concussion protocol. From what I understand, that whole scenario takes at least 15 to 20 minutes. So Barkov was never making it back in time for the game yesterday, even if he passes concussion protocol. Is it a good thing that after the game, Paul Maurice said there's no update on Barkov? Probably not. But hopefully he passed concussion protocol yesterday or even today, and then we're good to go. That's best case scenario. But if Barkov can't go, Draisaitl definitely should be suspended. I don't even care about the suspension. I just want Barkov to be okay. Like, if Barkov is okay, I'm not sitting here saying, you got to suspend Draisaitl. No, I don't give a shit then, all right? I don't care about that stuff. This stuff happens in hockey. It doesn't make it right, but this stuff happens all the time in hockey. I just want Barkov to be okay. If he's not okay, then Draisaitl definitely should be suspended. Do I believe he's going to be? No. I would be stunned if Draisaitl is suspended. Stunned. But I don't care about the suspension. I just want Barkov to be okay. Because the series changes drastically if he can't go. A dramatic shift. Like, that's how the Oilers get back in this thing if Barkov can't go. Now, I will say, and there is no way I'm going to be arguing back and forth with Oilers fans. Or, you know, Bruins fans are trying to get in my mentions. They hate the Panthers. We fucking own you, Boston. I am not spending any time going back and forth with Oilers fans. You shouldn't either. I'm so happy right now with what's going on with the Panthers. You think I'm trying to go back and forth with people who hate the Panthers? Why would I spend any time doing that? Why would you spend any time doing that? But I don't understand Oilers fans who are defending the hit. I mean, like, you saw it. It's a bad hit. It's a dirty play. He leaves his skates leave the ice. I don't understand the defending of the hit. And, you know, then you'll want to throw back in my face. Oh, but what about Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand? Yeah. Bennett punched that rat right in the face. I'm glad he did. I'm also glad that Bennett didn't get suspended. But I don't sit here and pretend like it was nothing or like it didn't happen. I mean, let's not be stupid. The Oilers were a really dirty team last night. The knee-to-knee on Loisterinen, which, boy, P.K. Subban at the intermission after one period was very angry about that hit on Loisterinen. And then, obviously, Draisaitl on Barkov, and I forget who it was that stick to the balls, right in his penis, of Dmitry Kulikov. And yes, of course, Aaron Ekblad was choking out Evan Bouchard. Yeah, he was. Yeah, deserved it. Choking out Bouchard, where Bouchard is actually tapping out. That's right. Say what again, motherfucker. Say what again. I dare you. That's what happens. Choke your ass out. That's right. Very fired up. I'm sorry. All right, everybody calm down. Whew. All right.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get to it. All guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. Make sure you always drink responsibly, and don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. And joining us now, Panther great, Panther color analyst, our pal Zed Jovanovsky, as the Panthers are up 2-0 in the Stanley Cup final. So I guess we could say, right, Jovo, officially, the greatest season in Panther history. They have never had 14 postseason victories, and now just two away from hoisting the Stanley Cup.
Right. That's you start tasting it right now, you know, and the team is a special group. There's no question about that. Let's just talk about the first two games. It wasn't their greatest game. I don't want to say lackluster, but maybe a little bit of nerves early on in that game, but found a way to win, and that's the scary part of this team. You know, Bob was exceptional. He got a huge win. I just knew. Everyone was asking me, oh, yeah, about the Panthers game, too. I'm like, watch. They will be better, and they're going to put a clinic on. And surely, exactly what happened. They were smothering. They were relentless. They played that grind style of game where you can see the look on this Edmonton Oilers team, very frustrated and, not a lot of room out there for them. But took care of business at home. Now I got to shift this to up north here.
I really felt like the style of play in last night's game, I felt was going to dictate the rest of the series. Meaning, if the Panthers played in game two the way they did in game one, I felt the Oilers would win, and I would have been concerned 1-1 and the Panthers playing like that for two games. But if the Panthers play Panther hockey, which is what we saw last night, I'm going to feel phenomenal the rest of the way.
Absolutely, and I think that's, you know, these series with the ebbs and flows, how they go, you want to get your game right. And I think for the Panthers, you got to feel really good. But we haven't seen much deviation from this group throughout the playoffs. You knew that they were going to bounce back, kind of nip it in the bud, play the right way. And I think moving forward, I think you're going to see, to expect the same group. The scary part is this team is better on the road. You know, they got to go there. There's no show to be put on. You're going in there, and you heard Matthew Tkachuk after last game, one-game mentality. Worry about game three. It's going to be a big one, big part in the series. But I love the way the Panthers are playing. They're doing it by committee. From the goaltender out, the defense have been very, very tough in the defensive zone, very stingy, very physical. The forwards, everybody chipping in. It's great.
And it really feels like their style of play, because while I didn't think the Panthers played well in game one, I thought the third period in game one certainly looked more like Panther hockey. And then, you know, yesterday was all Panther hockey. If we get to the third period, like last night, where we're tied, it's like, all right, they're a third period team. What do you think makes them so good in the third period?
Well, if you came to their training camp at the start of the year in August, early September, You watch their practices, the drills that they were going through. It was actually very tough to watch, and you felt bad for the guys because the skating that this team did early on, they meant business from the get-go. Not saying that's the reason. They're a well-conditioned team. They're pros. But I think they understand the game now, Zaz, and I think the experience goes a long way for these guys. This to playing the right way. And you feel like in today's NHL, that if you're up 2 goals, you're never really kind of safe. And why I say that is the teams that are up 2 goals, they're always looking for that third one, and it might take away from the defensive side of the game. And that's just the NHL today. But the Panthers feel like are different. They know how to lock things down. They know how to smother you. It takes you out of your comfort zone. And I think that's the reason that before Maurice came here, when he did come here, you're not going to win scoring 5-6 goals, you know, a game, but giving up more. He brought this defensive system in. It's a boring style game. but it wins you championships and it wins you in playoff time. And we're two games away from seeing that, hopefully.
I think there's still things we could look at in game two and say we could be better. And specifically for me, we didn't take advantage of opportunities. You know, twice, including the major penalty, we took a penalty on a power play and we're just giving away opportunities. And a couple of those tripping penalties, you can't have. I feel like there's still a lot of room for improvement. And like you said, overall as a team, and especially on special teams, Panthers have been so much better on the road.
Yeah, and special teams is typically those areas sometimes where you find it decides hockey games. And you look to last night, yeah, getting that five-minute major and then taking that, you know, tripping penalty. You know, some of them are a little bit weak. You know, McDavid makes a move, you know, on one of them. I don't know if it was that play. Makes a move, jumps over the guy, then kind of trips a little bit. I don't know. Some of these calls sometimes, maybe it's just McDavid, you're going to get those calls. Sometimes when you're at home, maybe you try to do a little bit too much. I don't think that's the case for the Panthers. I think they were getting opportunities. Nice to see them get one finally. The Oilers give them credit. They do play a tough, you know, PK, and it's very tough to kind of get opportunities. But, yeah, going on the road, it could be the difference. You got to worry about, you know, that Oilers power play, too. You know, they can be deadly. So you want to do your best you can to stay out of the box. But overall, I like their special teams. They're getting opportunities, and that's what you want.
I'll tell you, and there were a couple of instances with 4-on-4, and the Oilers did score on 4-on-4. Boy, that's not a good place for the Panthers to be. And there was one clip where Paul Maurice, when they called incidentals and they made it 4-on-4, and Maurice called the official over and he said, "I don't want to play 4-on-4." You know, he wanted them to just let the penalties, like, just let us play 5-on-5. We don't have to call anything there. This Oiler team, McDavid, Draisaitl, all that ice, 4-on-4 is not a place the Panthers want to be, right?
No, you look at it both ways. I mean, the reason saying that is, yeah, you got 97-29 on the other side that are very tough to contain with that much more ice, right? We've seen McDavid, when he starts getting that puck and starts winding up through the neutral zone, he's very tough to contain, even with the best of the best, Ekblad and Forsling, defending him. He's that creative and that fast and that elusive that he can make you look silly. So, yeah, you want five guys on the ice. You want little as much ice out there as possible. And, you know, he's not wrong in that situation, but it is what it is. You got to face it sometimes. And, listen, at the end of the day, it maybe was a factor on them to get one, but overall, I think the Panthers are happy, whoever or whatever position they're playing in during a game.
Sorry to break up the conversation here, guys, but I want to make sure that you got the best homeowners insurance out there. And that's why I direct you to Brunt Insurance. I've been getting my homeowners insurance from Brunt Insurance for about 10 years now. And I keep going back. I keep going back. I keep renewing because I know I have the most comprehensive coverage out there. And I'm getting it at the most affordable rate there is. You know, some of you guys, you're listening now on the west coast of Florida. God forbid you got some damage to your home because of the storm yesterday. Brunt Insurance, 954-589-2204, or you go to bruntinsurance.com. And yes, anywhere in Florida, Brunt Insurance has you covered. They have locations all throughout the state. So you could be calling from Pensacola or all the way down to the Keys and beyond. Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance, his fully licensed staff, they have the expertise, they have the experience, they know what area you're calling from. So they're going to know exactly what type of coverage you need, what kind of policies you have to make sure you have. Hey, that also includes trailers and motorhomes. Let the team at Brunt Insurance help you learn more about your policy options so you're making an informed decision that's not going to keep you up at night. And you don't even have to own your home. Renter's insurance, condo insurance, all the options out there. It can make your head spin. Brunt Insurance specializes in making the confusing crystal clear. When you call 954-589-2204, you're making the right call. Bruntinsurance.com, the only insurance agency that I'm going to send you to. All right, well, let's talk about the controversy now, all right, Jobo? So we certainly don't have any updates yet on Barkov I don't expect any kind of update at least till Thursday morning. What did you make of the hit by Draisaitl?
Well, if you break down that play, I mean, there's no question he left his feet. There's no question that there was contact to kind of this area, you know, of the face. So you start thinking of two things: concussion, possibly jaw area. I don't know. And if I knew, I wouldn't say it. if there's a possibility of Barkov not playing game three, Draisaitl should not play in game three. So whatever information is going to be gathered today, you know, from the team to the league or they'll be asking, I don't know. I think it's something that needs to be looked at. Barkov is not one of those guys that lays on the ice. You know, he was banged up, but I also know how tough he is. To see him game three wouldn't surprise me either.
So should they have looked at it for a major? You know, they didn't even call it on the ice. They got together afterward when Barkov was on the ground. Were you surprised that, A, they didn't see it, I guess, in the first place, and B, that they didn't even consider it a major?
Yeah, it's those situations. I mean, you see the refs gathering. You think that they're probably going to assess a major and then review it and make that decision there. For whatever reason, they thought it was just two. You know, you're not going to sit there and argue that situation on the ice, because I've never seen a player win an argument with a referee during a hockey game over my 30 years around the game. But it's unfortunate, because I don't think Draisaitl is that type of player. I think he's frustrated right now, and him kind of seeing Bark. I don't think he was like, okay, this is Barkov, let me go run at him. I think in situations in a game that happen so quick, you want to be physical. But at the end of the day, he did come off his feet, and the contact was in that general area. And so we'll see what happens here in the next, probably today, we should probably hear something possibly, you know, from the league, if they're even going to think about looking at it. But I think a lot hinges if we're going to see what the outcome is, you know, of their captain.
And how about the knee-on-knee with Loisterinen early in the game? I mean, you know, watching on the television coverage at intermission for ESPN, PK Subban was not happy about it. So what did you make of that play?
Was it happy about the thinking that it's five, or
he thinks that the player needs to be disciplined? He was not happy.
Yeah, so I get home last night, I turned on the TV, NHL Network, thought it was excessive. I mean, me looking at the clip, I don't know, it stuck his knee out. You know, it's good to see Loosley back. He's a big part of our team. You know, yeah, I agree. I think the refs got it right. They called the five, they reviewed it, and now you see what happens. But I think early on in the game, he did miss a lot of the game. I expect Fogel probably back in the lineup game three.
All right, I'll let you go with this, Jobo. You were there last night. How was that crowd, especially after the team tied it up at one?
Oh, it was nuts. I mean, the atmosphere is crazy in the building. So loud. The fans, the white towels. I don't know. They're just, you know, this whole year, I mean, the fan base has been hugely behind this group. And the players have rewarded us, you know, playing hockey in June. And to see that building the way it is, the buzz, the celebs that are, you know, in the building. Barkley morning, you know, there last night. I had a conversation with Gretz, him being there. It's unbelievable right now. you know, for selfish reasons, you like to see something happen down here, but I wouldn't mind seeing this thing over very soon.
Did you play for Gretzky in Arizona? What's the relationship there?
Yeah, I played for him for a couple of years, and then he was also the general manager who ended up actually, you know, choosing me for the Olympic team, Canadian Olympic team. So got a good rapport with Wayne. Great guy. Just a huge hockey fan, man. Just loves it.
I mean, can we get a split in Edmonton and have an opportunity here, game five? Can we get one of two up there? It'd be amazing.
Buddy, don't be surprised if we take care of the third one here and then see what happens in game four. You don't want to put the, you know, I don't want to look too far ahead. But like I said earlier on, you know, talking to you, this team is so good on the road. They play a simple game. They dumb it down. They make it very tough for teams. And there's no reason. Right now you're in the Stanley Cup Finals. There's no reason for this team to have any sort of drop-off in their play. And I think for this group, knowing what's there, you want to get that much closer and be interesting to see. Well, listen, I mean, the team's going to be, Edmonton is going to be rocking. The building is a loud building, passionate fans. It's going to be a tough game. But Jovo, no one's got to put the show in, you know.
Jovo, excellent job. It's so, so exciting. Always appreciate having you on the show. Thank you so much, Jovo.
All right, Zaz, anytime, pal.
Excellent job by Ed Jovanovski there. Love him. And, just love where we're at right now. I mean, we got a couple days to chill and just relax. How much better is it winning game two and then having to wait a couple days and losing game two and having to wait a couple days? That would suck. Jovo, though, was pretty adamant there about Dreisaitl. And he believes he believes that Barkov's going to play. Look, I think what we're looking at right now, it a concussion, it feels like. Hopefully we're not talking broken jaw. Although, broken jaw might be easier to play through than concussion. Either way, Anton Lundell was fantastic last night. He was second star of the game. He had the first assist on the Mikkola goal. He stepped up in place of Barkov on that top line, which you would expect if Barkov cannot go for game three. But Jovo's pretty adamant there that, Barkov, as tough as he is, he expects him to play. Excellent job by Ed. Always love having him on the show. Let's get to Twitter Jam. So today's edition of Twitter Jam is on the big news of the day yesterday in the NBA, which was UConn head men's basketball coach Dan Hurley turning down the Los Angeles Lakers job. That's right. This is a good way for us to cover this story. We'll do it in Twitter Jam. We'll get a bunch of reaction here. I told you, I never once believed that Dan Hurley was going to take this job. I do not think that that's a good job for Dan Hurley. Overall, it's a good job. It's 1 out of 30 in the world, and it's the Lakers. It's a good job for a guy like Darvin Ham. It's not a good job for a guy like Dan Hurley, who can have whatever job he wants, and it also very much feels like this was a negotiating tactic with Gino Auriemma on the ladies' side getting his extension recently. Never once believed that this was a good job for Dan Hurley. Never once believed he was going to take this job. So, Adrian Wojnarowski, this was his story, right? And you got to understand, there is a relationship with Adrian Wojnarowski, which, and Woj is not stupid. He understands the game, but Wojnarowski seems like totally good with doing the bidding for guys like Dan Hurley in situations like that. And that part's weird to me. Adrian Wojnarowski tweets out, Connecticut's Dan Hurley has turned down the Lakers' six-year, $70 million offer and will return to chase a third national title. LA would have made him one of the NBA's six highest-paid coaches. Now, Joe Pompliano, he responds to this. He's the host of the Joe Pomp Show. It's a sports and business show. And he tweets, it's almost like Dan Hurley leaked all of this through a trusted media source who literally wrote a book on his dad to secure himself an even bigger contract at UConn. Woj gets a big scoop. Lakers get to say we tried. Hurley gets a huge raise. Win, win, win. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. This tweet is from Undisputed. It's an awful show on FS1 hosted by Skip Bayless and a bunch of really unlikable people. This tweet says, quote, the Lakers got played by Dan Hurley, and here's the clip they attached. Yeah, I got to tell you, I think Skip is spot on there. You can think what you want about Skip Bayless, but he was a journalist for many, many years, he understands how this shit goes. And it really feels like Adrian Wojnarowski was doing Dan Hurley's bidding for him there. This next tweet is from Gojo and Golick. We like these guys. And the tweet says, Gojo and Golick Sr. explained why they were surprised by the deal the Lakers offered Dan Hurley. Quote, making $11.6 million a year would have been a massive deal, but we're talking about pro sports. We're talking about trying to pry someone away. I was expecting more. So the Golicks think that he was lowballed. Let's see. Sean Salisbury. We love Sean Salisbury. He tweets out, as a lifelong diehard Laker fan, it has become painfully obvious that the Lakers have lost their luster. I never thought I'd see a time when the Lakers would have to beg to get a great head coach. Dan Hurley absolutely made the right decision. Yeah, he absolutely did make the right decision. Next up, this is NBA Central. All right, they're an NBA aggregate account. And this is a quote from Shams Charania. It says, quote, he was not the number one candidate to go and pursue from the start. At the end of the day, he chose to stay for $20 million less at UConn. And here's the clip they attached. Next tweet here is from George Karl, former NBA head coach. We like George Karl. He says here, yes, Laker fans, I will accept the offer that was made to coach Dan Hurley and take the job instead. All right, so he's telling you it's a lot of money. He would even come out of retirement and take the job. First Take tweets out, Shannon Sharp says Dan Hurley declined the Lakers head coach offer because the money wasn't right. Quote, if you want someone to leave the current job that they're in, you got to make them an offer they can't refuse. Yeah, I don't agree with Shannon there. And I don't think the Lakers are, I mean, Dan Hurley played the Lakers for sure. But if Dan Hurley is showing interest, the Lakers have to play along, of course. I think the Lakers know this as much. I think the Lakers knew he was, like, they felt 6 or 70 was a good offer. They also knew that he wasn't going to accept whatever their offer was. You know, if they come in and offer, the more money they offered, he turns down, the more embarrassing. It's already embarrassing for the Lakers. The more money they offered, he turns down, the more embarrassing it is. I think the Lakers know this. All right. And this next tweet is from Barstool Sports. Dan Hurley embarrassing the Lakers and making them look like fools is awesome for college basketball. All right. How about The Herd with Colin Cowherd? I mean, this show stinks now, but Colin Cowherd, one of the all-time greats, says here, quote, don't confuse big brand with great job. He's right about that. This next tweet is from Big East Barroom. What do they do? What's their deal? They're a Big East podcast. All right. And this says, Kentucky is one of the best college basketball programs ever. The Los Angeles Lakers are tied for the most NBA championships ever. Dan Hurley said no to both in the same offseason, to coach in Connecticut, to coach in the Big East. Ah, they're very happy. Okay, very good. Finally, one more tweet. This is from Lakers Lead. It's a Lakers blog. And what do they have to say? They say, I'm sorry. The Detroit Pistons made Monty Williams the highest paid coach. And I'm supposed to believe Jeannie Buss and the Lakers can't afford to give the best college coach the past decade $100 million. Dan Hurley might have always wanted UConn, but LA lowballed him regardless. And that right there is another edition of Twitter Jam. Let's get to today's edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, brought to us as always by, you know who it's brought to us by, Caneswear. My man Brett at Caneswear, you know how pumped he is. You know how pumped all of Caneswear is at the Florida Panthers being up 2-0. And where are you getting all your great Florida Panther gear, your Eastern Conference champion gear, your Stanley Cup gear? You're getting it at Caneswear, obviously. Everybody knows that. Caneswear.com. You can place your order, and they'll send it right to your front door. And right now, there's a 24-hour special going on at Caneswear. It started last night, all right? The Rats are back team. I mean, come on. Only $19.93. That's the first year of the Florida Panthers, 1993. You get it. You can visit the store in Davie. Go walk right in today. 2655 South University Drive. Real easy to find them. It's on the south side of 595. south of 595 on the west side of University. You walk right into Canesware and Davie, 2655 South University Drive, or go to canesware.com. Like I said, the Rats are back t-shirts. $19.93, 24-hour sale, so that's going to end tonight. Go to canesware.com or go in person. Canesware is the spot. Miami sports fans shop for all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? All right. Everybody calm down. We start out here. Big deal or not a big deal? Greg Cody, longtime Miami Herald columnist on the Dan Le Batard Show earlier today. And, you know, he's already called Connor McDavid overrated. It's made headlines in Edmonton. They're taking Greg Cody serious. Well, here, Greg Cody talks about how Connor McDavid's father is aware of his son being called overrated.
Draisaitl, don't get me started on him. The filthiest player in the history of hockey.
Oh God!
He should be deported to Germany.
Come on!
I don't want to get started on that.
He should be out for the series.
It's ridiculous, yeah,
come
though.
Come on!
But let me tell you my reporting on how McDavid knows about who I am and what I said, and it's of course the reporting of another reporter. Alex Baumgartner from Five Reasons Sports was in the elbow room after game one, and he sees somebody else tells him that's Connor McDavid's dad at the bar. So Alex sidles up to him, wants to buy him a drink. They get to chit-chatting. He introduces himself as a local journalist covering the Panthers, and McDavid's dad gives him a side eye and goes, "You're not that Greg Cote, are you?"
No way.
Wow. So, you know.
Are you public enemy number one in Canada right now?
Except in little pockets of Calgary where they hate Edmonton. Maybe they like me there, but otherwise.
I'll tell you what, I'm going big deal there. Good job by Greg Cody sticking to his guns, but I'm not trying to start a war of words with the entire city of Edmonton. Not that I care about that, but if things go awry and all of a sudden McDavid, he's incredible the rest of the series, everyone's going to come after Greg Cody. I'm not trying to be the reason that a sleeping giant essentially was woken up. So I'm going to go big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? How about ESPN's Monica McNutt? So, you know, she went after Stephen A. Smith about the coverage of the WNBA on First Take. She really stuck it to him. And although I don't necessarily agree with everything she said, on First Take and all the big shows, you got to play the hits. The WNBA a few years ago, it's not a hit. It's just not even close. But Monica McNutt, she was on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart last night. How cool is this?
I mean, frankly, John, like, Caitlin Clark got me here, right? You know what I mean?
And not so, true. Well, no, let me tell you this. So I am going to tell you this. The viral moment maybe brought you to some national attention. I have been loving what you do. You are such a good basketball analyst and announcer. I've been following you on the New York Jets. You and O'Keefe. Yeah. Some of my favorite moments are the two of you. O'Keefe is
Pat O'Keefe, my partner.
The play-by-play guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're so knowledgeable. I love basketball. I've been following the Knicks for 130 years.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. Yep.
I was in the stands in Madison Square Garden at the very top of it when they played the Celtics in double overtime when they won the championship in 72 and that against the Celtics when it looks like all was lost. I've loved it for a long time. Your voice, your knowledge, your passion has cut through it for me. It's very rare that I turn on the radio or hear a new voice and go, oh, that person, they can explain this to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you really do.
I appreciate
you're
that,
a wonderful
I'm going to go big deal. There's no other way to put it than that. It's very cool for her. Excellent job. That's a big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, Charles Barkley was in Sunrise at Amerant Bank Arena last night. He loves hockey. Doesn't pretend to be any kind of an expert, just a fan. He loves hockey. And here he is. He was being interviewed. I believe this was on TSN.
The Oilers were your pick from the outset. What do you think of them so far?
Well, they played great in game one, but they didn't win. Bobrovsky was
I'm sorry.
He was freaking amazing. I apologize, y'all kids at home. No, he was freaking amazing. But, you know, the Oilers, man, they've been amazing. I picked them from the start of the playoffs. But, you know, Florida, the Panthers are amazing. So I'm looking forward to the third period.
I'm going not a big deal. Love that Barkley is into it. He's so comfortable talking about hockey. He's dropping F-bombs. It's very sweet the way he acknowledges it. He felt bad. Barkley understands. I'm going not a big deal. I enjoyed seeing him there. I enjoyed him on the ESPN studio show on their broadcast as well. That's not a big deal. And that right there is another addition. A big deal or not a big deal. Remember, you get all the big deals at CanesWear.com, 2655 South University Drive, and you get the Rats Are Back shirts right now. 24-hour flash sale available until tonight, $19.93. Make sure you take advantage. CanesWear.com. CanesWear is the spot. Miami sports fans shop for all of the big deals. Yes! All right. Great show today, guys. What do we do tonight? No finals. I promise we'll talk NBA finals tomorrow. We got the extra day until the hockey comes back. And then game three of the finals is tomorrow. We're going to do plenty of finals tomorrow. I promise. I've been saving it. We'll get way into it tomorrow since there's not going to be any Panther stuff. Although hopefully we have an update, some kind of update on Barkov. I think we're looking at a concussion. I really do. I think this is a bad situation. All right. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks to everybody behind the scenes. You always help put together a great show. Your hard work is greatly appreciated. And of course, thanks to you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show this week. I hope you're excited about the Panthers the same way that I am. We'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.